Welcome. This is our blog post for March 27th. So glad you could join us. I titled this Amazon, Your Order's on Its Way. You know, I've been told I'm a type A personality, production oriented, rather impatient, and definitely a multitasker, which are all rather beneficial in the working world. However, take that personality disposition and the scriptural mandate to rest and wait patiently for God to act, and you have a seeming disconnect. Hebrews 4, 9 through 12. So there remains a full and complete Sabbath rest for the people of God. For the one who has once entered into his rest has also rested from the weariness and pain of his human labors, just as God rested from those labors uniquely his own. Let us therefore make every effort to enter that rest of God, to know and experience it for ourselves, so that no one will fall by following the same example of disobedience as those who died in the wilderness. For the word of God is living and active and full of power, making it operative, energizing, and effective. It is sharper than any two-edged sword, penetrating as far as the division of the soul and spirit, the completeness of a person, and of both joints and marrow, the deepest parts of our nature, exposing and judging the very thoughts and intentions of the heart. I am confident that God created me to be just as I am. And so as I was meditating on this concept of rest as defined in Hebrews, I asked the Lord for some help. In that moment, the Holy Spirit spoke to me and said this: when you order something you've searched for and found on Amazon Prime, you make your order. When the confirmation comes through, the order's received and should ship in a couple of days, what do you do? Well, I forget about it and I move on to the next thing. What I don't do is worry every day until it arrives that maybe Amazon really didn't get my order, or maybe they'll ship the wrong thing, or maybe the truck will break down and I'll never get what I asked for. Of course I don't do these things. I rest in the fact that what has been promised will arrive. It's been paid for and it's been confirmed. Amazon's reliable. In fact, many times I'm surprised when my package arrives because I had put its fulfillment completely out of my mind. That's the kind of trust I have in my Prime account. You know, the children of Israel didn't have that kind of trust, and they didn't rest when they were in the desert. No, they grumbled. And because they didn't have instant access to the land promised them, their faith and consequent rest vanquished. This was due to disobedience. God promised, and they were to trust him to provide. Instead, they complained around delays and resorted to fashioning idols created by their own hands to take care of their needs. Sounds familiar, doesn't it? You know, waiting on God for answers to our prayers can be challenging and usually is. We live in a rather instant culture. Our expectations for answers are fashioned by the speed of Google. Trusting God requires that we remind ourselves of his nature, his love for us, and what he's promised will come to pass. Trusting God takes intentionality, takes renewing our minds with the word of God and believing him. 2 Corinthians 1:20 is one of my favorites. I quote it all the time. For as many as are the promises of God in Christ, they are all answered yes. So through him, we say amen to the glory of God. That's so be it. You know, Dave and I are praying about some large next steps in our life journey, as well as those of our children. We and they need concrete, clear direction, and he's promised to provide exactly that. However, while we wait, the temptation to either worry or take things into our own hands is great. You know, the Hebrew word for rest is nach, to rest, to be quiet. Sometimes it's synonymous with Shabbat, to cease or to rest. The Greek word for rest is and apasis, meaning cessation and refreshment. Rest is freedom from work, from toil, from strain or activity, rest from mental exertion or rest of body or mind. A body is at rest when it ceases to move, and the mind is at rest when it ceases to be disturbed or agitated. That quiet, undisturbed trust allows me to relax my grip, to cease from my own efforts, and in doing so, experience refreshment. I love that, and I need that. It reminds me of the 23rd Psalm of David. The Lord is my shepherd, and I lack nothing. He makes me lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside quiet waters. He refreshes my soul. He guides me along the right path for his name's sake. God is so much more trustworthy than Amazon. He's the one that makes me lie down where there's plenty, leading me to quiet, not turbulent waters, where my mind, my body, and my emotions can be refreshed. He will lead me along the right path, and I can trust him and all of his promises. I hope that blessed you and that you have a fantastic week. God bless.